and you could wait for me from now on as long as you wanted to. And she said, but I'm going to try to help you find a job before I let you go, because we're going to move to Robertsville. And then after she said that, then the lady where I'm working now, Marilyn Allen's wife, she called her and asked her, did she have anybody working for her? And she said, no, she did have a girl, you know, helping her, but she didn't do the work, you know, like she wanted to. And she said, well, if you need somebody, say Bessie is a good worker. Say she don't steal, and she goes clean. And she told her, you know, about how much she paid me. And she said, now I pays her Social Security. I don't take it out of her money. She said, I pays her Social Security. And so she said, well, okay, I pick her up. That was on a Friday. She said, I pick her up Monday. She said, tell her to call me, and I called her. And she said, do you have a way to come to work? She lived way out on the other side of that shopping center on Harris Drive. I said, no. She said, can you drive a car? I said, no. She said, well, I'll pick you up twixt 8:30 and 9 o'clock. I said, okay, I'll be ready. And she picked me up around 8:30 or 9 that Monday morning. And I think I've been working for her around almost about 9 years. I've been working for her about 9. And I am still working for her and her daughter. I work half a day for her and half a day for her daughter.
What do you have to do?
Well, her daughter got a little girl. Mm-hmm. But the little girl is 2 years old. Well, see, I don't have too much to do when I go to Miss Allen's house, her mama's house, because she ain't nobody but she and her husband. And, see, I don't have to cook, because she miss her mama. She hardly cook, because she on a diet. And her husband, you know, he could go somewhere and eat. And she'll just, you know, open up herself into the house and eat. And that's the way I've been making it ever since. On my own, out trying to make it.
Well, you know, you talked about why you all were on the farm. Was that the only way your parents had to make it? I mean, you know, they...
Yeah, that's all. See, when we was on the farm, that's all we had, was the farm. And see, after the well, we know you call boss man, you know, like then, long in them days, you call where you live, right, you call the man you work for, so that's my boss man. Mm-hmm. But after that, his daddy died, well, there wasn't nobody but the son. But see, the older man, he died. But then his wife, she died. But then his next son, what was running the place, he taken sick. Well, and he died. But see, that didn't leave nobody out there much to run the farm. And so we just got moved from out there. And so my brother, he had a farm. He bought a place in the country back down from where we were living, way in the country, almost in the woods.